to witness the implementation of the decision to waive toll for light motor vehicles, LMVs, at Mumbai's 5 entry points. Midday monitored the situation at the Dahisar Toll Plaza from Monday night to Tuesday evening. After midnight, the team's vehicle, equipped with a fast tag, passed through the toll plaza, allowing the scanner to scan the tag. Shortly after, the reporter received a message confirming a deduction of 0 rupees from the fast tag, indicating a successful toll-free passage. Several motorists at the toll plaza reported similar experiences. Toll booth operators were seen explaining the new toll-free policy to commuters, reassuring them that while the fast tag scanning process continued, it was purely for record-keeping purposes and no charges would be applied for LMVs. A toll operator told Midday, the system was updated such that whichever vehicle had a fast tag identifying it as an LMV, its toll charge was updated to 0 rupees. This is why some motorists got messages about 0 rupees being deducted. Bumper-to-bumper traffic was seen at the plaza on Tuesday evening. PIC, Prasoon Chaudhary. Midday confirmed that vehicles with FAS tags exiting the toll plaza had been scanned but no toll charges were deducted. LMVs were not made to stop at the toll booth, and if FAS tags had to be scanned, toll operators made the vehicles concerned stop a little beyond the toll plaza to confirm the deduction of 0 rupees to avoid traffic congestion. Mood at toll plaza morning. While Shiv Sena, Eknath Shinde faction, and Maharashtra Navnirman Sena Karyakartas, volunteers, were seen celebrating the dawn of the toll-free era at the Dahisar Toll Plaza early on Tuesday morning. Staffers were seen checking the messages received by the drivers of vehicles whose FAS tags had been scanned and even explaining the motorists that no amount had been deducted from them, a message received by a motorist indicating that no deduction had been made. PIC, Nimesh Dev. The overnight enforcement of the new system was met with mixed reactions. While some commuters expressed relief over the toll exemption, others were initially confused by the scanning process. I thought there was a technical error when my fast tag was scanned and showed a deduction of 0 rupees. However, the toll booth staff clarified that the deduction reflected the toll-free implementation, said a frequent commuter. Another commuter said, it was a historic decision. I was happy to see the toll not being deducted after so many years. I still remember the price being 15 rupees. It was as high as 45 rupees before this decision was implemented. Another motorist said the decision was long awaited. I was elated to see a message informing me that no toll had been deducted after my fast tag was scanned, he said. Ram Singh Pal, tempo driver. Meanwhile, pass holders were visibly confused about the proceedings. A daily commuter said, I had bought a pass not even 3 days ago. Of what use is it now? At night, the toll booth is usually congested. However, due to the toll waiver, this was not the case. Afternoon during non-peak hours, the toll plaza was relatively less congested as passing LMVs were not stopped. And evening, despite the state government's decision, traffic flow was typical after 4 p.m. Ram Singh Pal, a tempo driver, told Midday, toll booth operators should create separate lanes where automobiles and other light motor vehicles exempted from toll can pass without any hindrance. I travel daily from here. Bikers should stick to the lane assigned for them as they are the ones who do the most lane changing, hindering traffic flow. This goes for autos, too. Until lane discipline is observed, the situation at this toll booth during peak hours will never improve.